Blog Talk Radio.
Man, Dwayne Abernathy, you listen to Moving Forward here on YaiserRadio.com live broadcast today, our first broadcast of the month of March. Man, I can't believe it's already the third month of the year. I mean, time just goes by so fast, and that's why it's so important that we don't waste any time moving our people forward. Got to give much big ups and respect. We made it through another calendar year for Black History Month, but we're going to make Black History every single day. So right now, as you listen to the show, right now is a moment of Black History. Anyway, this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I am broadcasting live. Guess what, y'all? I'm back on the road. I'm actually broadcasting live from Richmond, Virginia. And look, check this out. I'm going to tell you guys something so funny. I left ATL this morning, right? It was 70 degrees in ATL. It was warm coming all the way up here. As soon as I get to Richmond, this starts pouring down, raining. I get to my hotel, and they say they got another potential snowstorm on the way. I don't know if you guys remember, but stuck here in Virginia for 2.5 weeks, last month, remember? So I'm back up here in Richmond this time. I'm not, you know, on the coast. I'm actually in Richmond tonight, and I'll be here all week. So I'll be broadcasting live from Richmond, Virginia this week. Tonight, I'm letting everybody know ahead of time. Oh, today's date, March 2nd, 2014, live broadcast from Richmond, Virginia. And I'm your man, your host, Dwayne Abernathy. Okay, tonight, I'm letting everybody know ahead of time. Tonight, we are going to be touching on a subject. And we're going to be talking about a controversial word. So I'm letting you know ahead of time, it's going to be some offensive language being used tonight. So if you extra sensitive, or you got those extra sensitive ears, I suggest that you prepare yourself, because tonight we are going to be talking about the politically correct way of saying it, the N-word. We're going to talk about the word nigger tonight, or nigger tonight. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it. I'm going in, because it's so crazy how it's ironic that we're going to talk about the N-word tonight, and tonight's Oscar night. And this is the reason why I say the Oscars, because tonight's Oscar winning movie probably going to be another portrayal of what us in slavery, you know, they saying that 12 Years a Slave is going to win an Oscar tonight. And I haven't seen the movie, but I can almost guarantee that the word nigger was used several times in that movie. And just a little side note before I even get into tonight's topic. What gets me about Hollywood, if you don't believe that Hollywood is biased, it takes for us to portray a slave, a crooked cop, or a hoe sleeping with a racist white boy to win an Oscar as an American character. Let me rephrase that, because, you know, your boy did win an Oscar for The Last King of Scotland, but he was playing Idi Amin. He wasn't playing an African American. Okay. I'm talking about an African American role or African American historian and win an Oscar. You know, so like I said, unfortunately tonight, I'm sure 12 Years a Slave is going to win an Oscar tonight, but I'm not even excited about that. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not even excited if 12 Years a Slave win, because hell, it ain't nothing but another, like I said, you got to be a slave, get called the word nigger, throughout the whole movie to win an Oscar, or you got to sleep with a racist white man like Halle Berry had to win an Oscar. But anyway, that's why we're going to get into this word tonight. And what sparked this conversation for tonight is because if you guys been paying attention to the news this week, the NFL said that they're going to start penalizing players for using the N-word, which I don't know how they're going to do that. I was like, I mean, how are you going to know who's number, who did what, you know? And so that's the reason why we're going to have that conversation today, because the NFL sparked it. But at the same time, I've been wanting to have this conversation, but we're just going to have it a little sooner because it's been all in the news all week. And so what's a better time to have that conversation than tonight? Okay, this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm taking a break, and I will get back with you in a second. And you listen Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com.
It is absolutely silly and unproductive to have a funeral for the word nigger when the actions continue. We need to have a movement to resurrect brothers and sisters, not a funeral for niggers, 'cause niggers don't die.
Yeah. Yo, I'm creepy and crawling, and you're sinking your toilet. I'll be drinking from your spit, anything, 'cause I'm more or less an insect with four legs. People come in, I fake dead. Correction, I got eight legs. Climbing on top your plate bed, wherever I smell food. It could be even jail food, stale food that's molded. A roach is what I am, fool. The ghetto is my land, fool. I'ma never be able to fly like a bumblebee. Try not to be underneath your sneaker. Pitiful creature, I'm not afraid of your pesticide or ray cuz. And heaven's my creator. I love it when the lights off, eating from same knives, forks from any man's dinner. See my antennas, you can't win. You can't stand the crunchy sound I make if you squash me. Learn to live with me, how much your roast Mattel costing. You in the city, but yo, we everywhere. Check your house good, I bet we did. Look here.
Niggas are like roaches, they're never gonna go away. Learn from them what we should not become, 'cause niggas don't die.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
John Wooten, the chairman of the Fritz Parler Alliance, which monitors diversity in the NFL, he said he expects the NFL Competition Committee to adopt a rule that would make it a 15-yard penalty if a player is heard using the N-word on the field. A second infraction could result in an ejection. Now, Ryan, can you see the NFL realistically policing the N-word on the field?
I really can't. I can see them attempting to. I can see this. I can see this rule being passed because it's been just so much push behind it. But, you know, how do you do that? Is it any time you hear it used loudly? Is it going to be any time it's used in a demeaning way? Or are they just going to throw a penalty any time it's used, period, any time it's heard? Sometimes it's teammate to teammate. Sometimes it's friendly. Sometimes it's the term of endearment. I can honestly say I have never been opposed or playing a white football player and heard them use the word toward me. So in a lot of situations, it's going to be black players being penalized for using the word. So I guess my question is, do we just want it completely out of the NFL? And are you going to try to legislate it that way? Or do you want it not used to insult or demean another football player? So I think a lot has to go into that rule.
Yeah, it is very difficult to judge intent or context or that sort of thing, especially if you're not familiar with the relationship between the players. But I don't think it's that difficult, personally, to pull this off, because I think, tell me if I'm wrong, I think the players can police themselves. You told a great story on OTL last night about Mr. Rooney telling Ike Taylor that he didn't want to hear music that contained the word in the locker room. Guess what? You guys obliged, because that's what the owner said. And it's no different than here. You know, I heard Mike Wilbon saying he has a problem with white people framing the conversation about how we use the N-word. Well, guess what? They do it every day. Because I can't just spew the N-word right here on ESPN without any kinds of consequences.
Right.
We know the various settings and situations where certain language is inappropriate. And it's not about freedom of speech. It's about offending somebody else's sensitivities. My point being, and this is coming from John Wooten, mind you. This is not coming from an owner or Mr. Rooney or anybody else saying, hey, let's get rid of the N-word. This is coming from the head of the watchdog group for diversity saying, we need to eliminate this. And if this is coming from him, I think we should listen to it and understand that it's not coming from a place of trying to inhibit, but also just maybe just trying to clean it up and make it a more professional work environment. And that's the thing that's striking in this day and age, right? We talked about it with the bullying scandal down in Miami. There seems to be a lot more of an emphasis on workplace, and this, that, the other. In this workplace, that kind of language wouldn't fly. And it seems like they're trying to push that onto society's definition of workplace conduct, onto the NFL, which might be tricky, but it doesn't mean that a player can't just censor himself in certain settings.
Now, let me ask you this, Ryan. How often do you hear it on the field?
I hear it a lot.
A lot, okay.
I mean, you know, you make a good play, you get a teammate
right
to you, yeah, my, you know.
Right.
Or it's a situation that guys are getting into it, and they're using it like they'll use the word boy. Or
sure.
Like if you're from Louisiana, use the word partner. You know
yep
what I mean? Certain things like that. And so it is used, but in the same sense of you talking about the story of Mr. Rooney and
mm-hmm
guys policing themselves, yes, it was it to where guys never were using it like overtly loud and in front of
right
mixed company, a different situation like that. He just happened to be walking through and he heard it. But during the football game, yeah, you may be able to police it from guys saying it loudly. Guys will police themselves. Oh, the
right
referee's right there. Let me not say it at this point. But to think that it's not going to be said.
Oh, that's almost impossible.
During the game. But, yeah, I think it may be a situation where no penalties have to necessarily be thrown because guys aren't using it you know, like across the field. But that was my point to saying I've never been playing against a white player. Him said, oh, you know, you're a stupid or use the N-word in that type of way. So I don't know if it's necessarily a rule that needs to be passed or something that needs to be legislated at all.
Yeah, and that's my sort of concern, too, is that I think in the NBA it's a little bit different in this sense. You know, when Kobe was fined $100,000 for using the anti-gay slur that he did, the thing is, that was in full view of the cameras, okay? And it was, it wasn't picked up by the microphone, but
all the time that language
I was like, let's just keep it real. One of the worst offenders that I hear all the time is Kevin Garnett.
Correct.
He says it all the time.
But you know where he doesn't say it a lot of times? On camera.
Right.
In interviews.
But he said, but you can hear it.
Right.
You can hear it on the court. And my question, or not my question, but if you're the commissioner of the NBA, and you hear him saying it, and your fans hear, and it's communicated to the television audience, that's a whole different set of problems.
Right.
Usually on the football field, I don't know what you guys are saying to each other.
There's no cameras or microphones.
You
know, Mike, you use, you know, our situation here right now, being on TV, you can't use the N-word. Where in that situation, our speech or what we say is not the important thing that's being done. It's about how we're playing football.
No doubt.
Now, the NFL wants to pass rules that say this is the way you can play football, this is the way you can hit people. I think, you know, that's their right because it's their game. But in keeping people from saying certain words, I think is a slippery slope because what do you take away?
Well,
exactly.
The only thing I'll say real quick before we go is that I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that, and you mentioned growing up and it triggered this thought, when you're growing up, that's the place, the playground or the field where the word is thrown around probably most often.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you become a professional football player, if I may speak on that, it maybe it's hard to break that habit. But the bottom line is, however you feel about the word, if you're going to use, if you want to use the word, if you're a black person, you want to use the word, you can use it. But there are certain settings in which you know better. There's just decency, common sense. Home training, you know where not to.
You just said it, though. The football field has never been that.
No, it has not.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on GuysRadio.com. The NFL has got on the news this week. It's been all on the airwaves. If you hadn't heard, that's why I played the clip. It's suggesting that they will make it a penalty if they hear someone use the N-word on the field. Is this or is this not an issue? Is this or is this not something that the NFL should be worried about? The N-word. Nigga. Any of you out there who's listening right now, when I said that word, did it strike a nerve in you? Or have you got so numb to the word that it doesn't affect you anymore? Or does it depend on where the word's coming from? Do you think the word is okay to use if it's another African-American addressing another African-American by calling them my nigga or nigga please or what up, my nigga? Does that make it okay? Does it make the person, if they're not African-American, use the word, and does that make them a racist? Even though the word is blurred all over the radio, it's on all in the movies. I tell you one thing. That's one word that, for some reason, is not censored. I don't know how many movies I've seen where that word just comes out the blue. Just like, damn, like, wow, like, where did that come from? Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, but then I think to myself, like, all the other cultures in this country, do they publicize and advertise and hug, and I said hug, but, you know, adapt to one of the most demeaning words that was ever, you know, applied to their culture? I mean, does Jewish people love the word kite? Hispanics love the word, or Mexicans love the word wetback? Do white people like the word cracker or peckerwood? I mean, the reason why I'm asking is because last country album I listened to, I don't remember them running around talking about, what up, my cracker? You know, last Hispanic movie I saw, I don't remember them talking about, what up, my wetback? So, what's up with my people? Everything is, what's up, my nigga? Is that, you know, is that a term of endearment like some of these people are saying it is? Is it a derogatory term? Are we adapting another thing from our slave master, just like eating chitlins? Are we really step and fetch it Negroes? Do we really have no consciousness that we just automatically, like, you know what? We're going to accept this word, another word who demeaned us while they hung us from trees, and we're going to just adapt it to our everyday language. We're going to get into this topic tonight because I'm interested, you know, what we're going to do about this word. Is this word worth discussing? Is this word something that the NFL should be worrying about? I mean, we already know that you get fined $100,000 if you call somebody a homosexual or a fag. I mean, hell, they read Kobe Bryant's lips and he said faggot and he had spent $100,000. So, are they hitting these brothers in the pocket for using the N-word? Or is it just a penalty? Is it just a rule? Like, you know what? We're going to show you who's the boss. I'm going to tell you what I think about when I get back from this break. I'm going to take a break. And this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YazRadio.com. And I'm letting you know ahead of time, tonight, we're going to be using some very harsh, derogatory, racist terms tonight. So if you have sensitive ears, I suggest you toughen up a little bit because this is a subject that needs to be talked about in our community. Because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm about tired of the word nigga. I ain't going to lie. This is man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm taking a break and I'll be back in a second.
It is absolutely silly and unproductive to have a funeral for the word nigga when the actions continue. We need to have a movement to resurrect brothers and sisters, not a funeral for niggas. 'Cause niggas don't die.
Yo, I'm creepy and crawling, and you're sinking your toilet. I'll be drinking from your spit, anything, cause I'm more or less an insect with four legs. People come in, I fake that. Correction, I got eight legs. Climbing on top your plate bed, wherever I smell food. It could be even jail food, stale food that's molded. A roach is what I am, fool. The ghetto is my land, fool. I'ma never be able to fly like a bumblebee. Try not to be underneath your sneaker. Pitiful creature, I'm not afraid of your pesticide array, cause and heaven's my creator. I love it when the lights off, eating from same knives, forks from any man's dinner. See my antennas, you can't win. You can't stand the crunchy sound I make if you squash me. Learn to live with me, how much your roast Mattel costing. You in the city, but yo, we everywhere. Check your house good, I bet we did. Look me.
Niggas are like roaches. They're never gonna go away. Learn from them what we should not become. 'Cause niggas don't die.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by DamselInDistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let DamselInDistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2└. 2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YISER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YISER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up, what's up, what's up? This is your man, Dwayne Abbott, at your listener Moving Forward here on YISERRadio.com. Tonight, if you're just tuning in, we are going to be talking about the N-word tonight. The N-word, is it just a term of endearment? Or is the N-word a racial slur? Is the N-word a degrading term that's used amongst African Americans? You know, it's just, for some reason, this word here has a whole lot of different personalities. And it's so funny that this word, depends on who you ask, has a different meaning and understanding of this word. But this is the part that I don't get. How in the hell do you become so naive to believe that? I'm going to give you a perfect example. Imagine a piece of feces, a piece of crap, a piece of doodle. When it comes out, it started out as a piece of crap. You can put chocolate on it, it's still a piece of crap. You can put perfume on it, it's still a piece of crap. You can dress it up, it's a piece of crap. You can paint it, it's still a piece of crap. That's the same for this word, nigger or nigga, okay? Since, you know, there's two different personalities, this word has a split personality. If it's used as nigger with the E-R, then it's a racist term. But if you call it nigga, then it's a term of endearment. Like this word has a split personality or something. Like this word has this evil twin. Nigger's the evil twin and nigger's the good twin. No, it's a piece of crap word. I don't care how you dress it up. I don't care how you try to defend this word, it's a crap word. And the reason what pisses me off about this word is another example of how my culture, my people have attached themselves again to another item from the slave master and made it our own. Think about it. And I'm not crying. You know, about slavery. I mean, because there's many cultures of people who were slaves. There's many cultures of people that were indentured servants. But for some freaking fracking reason, we are the only culture of people that grab and love the things that our slave master gave us. Give me some chitlins and call me nigger. I don't get it. I was listening to those dudes from the NFL, and this is what I got from that. One, I think the NFL should not get into the business of policing words. But I do believe that the NFL should put in play ways of acting professional. So you shouldn't be running around calling nobody no nigger, but at the same time, you shouldn't be calling nobody no faggot. I need for them to make a whole list of words, you know, because this is the crazy part about it. In the history of sports, when it was a bunch of white boys and there wasn't no brothers playing, they didn't have no problem calling the black players niggers back then. So that's the contradiction that I'm saying about this word, and that's the contradiction that I'm saying about the NFL. You know, we talking about maybe 30 years ago, they didn't have no problem with the white boys calling brothers niggers when they was playing in the NFL. But now all of a sudden, it's a social issue. And the reason why I think it's a social issue is because of this. Somebody sat back and said, look, we're about to have a problem with, it's going to be a lot of gay players coming out in the open. So we're going to be fining people for saying homosexual slurs. And majority of the players are black players. We're going to have to shut it all down. But we're going to have to really show an example with the N-word first. That's my opinion. And I think it comes down to money. I think the NFL, they're trying to clean up their image because they're about to start really broadcasting the NFL from the level of The players are going to have microphones on more and everything like that. But I blame the players, though, because my whole thing is, before tonight's over, I'm going to discuss the difference between a black man or a black person and a nigga. There is a difference. And if you out there, you African-American, and you go sit there and act and deny the fact that there is a difference between an African-American and a nigga, that's just like with white people. There's a difference between a white person and a cracker or a white person and a peck of wood. We all know it's true. We just don't like talking about it. And if you don't know, tonight's show, I'm going to educate you on this term, the N-word. Okay, it's so crazy that the O.J. Simpson trial is the reason why they started saying the N-word nationally on TV, because they was calling them all kind of niggas or niggers after the white girl came up dead. I just thought I'd let you know that. That's just a little side note that I found out in my research. But anyway, I'm not trying to make light of this subject. I'm not trying to make light of this word. And believe me, I am not defending the word. I despise the word. Like I said, it's a crappy word. If I could say S-H-I-T, I would, but I'm not. But that's what that word is. Okay? I hate to say it. Like that little clip I played, niggas don't die, they multiply. They ain't going nowhere. Want me to tell you why niggas ain't going nowhere? Because the white man makes too much money off niggas. I'm taking a break. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com.
It is absolutely silly and unproductive to have a funeral for the word nigger when the actions continue. We need to have a movement to resurrect brothers and sisters, not a funeral for niggers, 'cause niggers don't die.
Yo, I'm creepy and crawling, and you're sinking your toilet. I'll be drinking from your spit, anything, 'cause I'm more or less an insect with four legs. People come in, I fake dead. Correction, I got eight legs. Climbing on top your plate bed, wherever I smell food. It could be even jail food, stale food that's molded. A roach is what I am, fool. The ghetto is my landfill. I'ma never be able to fly like a bumblebee. Try not to be underneath your sneaker. Pitiful creature, I'm not afraid of your pesticide array, 'cause and heaven's my creator. I love it when the lights off, eating from same knives, forks from any man's dinner. See my antennas, you can't win. You can't stand the crunchy sound I make if you squash me. Learn to live with me, how much your roast Mattel costing. You in the city, but yo, we everywhere. Check your house good, I bet we did. Look here.
Niggas are like roaches. They're never gonna go away. Learn from them what we should not become. 'Cause niggas don't die.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generations Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by DamselInDistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, this show is sponsored by DamselInDistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let DamselInDistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ 2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YISER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YISER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
Still niggers in American Army uniforms.
It was said without thinking, painting an entire race with a single word. But it wasn't always a slur. Originally, the Latin N-I-G-E-R just meant black.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, nigger.
But at the dawn of America, N-I-G-E-R became N-E-G-A-R to describe some of the first shipments of African slaves.
What's your name?
Kunta. Kunta Kinte. My name is Toby.
Aye. That's a good nigger.
And with slavery, the word was contorted into its current, dark, degrading, hateful insult for African Americans.
We are the Ku Klux Klan! We hate niggers! Look out, nigger! The Klan is getting bigger!
Over time, it has appeared in everything from ugly propaganda to cartoons to nursery rhymes. Eeny, meeny didn't always end with catch a tiger by the toe. It was tossed about casually in movies well into the 20th century, part of the way of life, but also sometimes to raise consciousness.
You nigger lover.
And in the civil rights era, the stigma came to a head. Author James Baldwin in the 1963 documentary Take This Hammer.
We have invented the nigger. I didn't invent it. White people invented him.
In the 1970s emerged a new willingness to explore the impact of the word and even satirize it.
And isn't it a lovely morning?
Up yours, nigger.
If you two ever really started going at one another, inside of 5 minutes, he'd be calling you.
Don't say it, nigger.
It hardly disappeared in the 1980s and 90s. Though white people rarely said the word publicly, some black people did. A lot.
Black people? There's niggas. The niggas have got to go. Straight out of Compton. Crush your motherfucking name, thank you. From the gang called Niggas with Attitude.
As a society, we've tried to ignore it, ban it, literally bury it.
The NAACP held this symbolic funeral for the N-word.
And we've perhaps added more gravity to the word just by refusing to say it.
Whenever a white lady on CNN with nice hair says the N-word, that's just white people getting away with saying nigger. That's all that is.
What's up, my nigga? Nah, I'm just joking. Anyway, what's up, what's up? This your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here at YISERRadio.com. Doesn't that sting? Don't that sting? That bothers the crap out of me. I hate when I'm out in public and I hear my young brothers saying that. I'm going to tell y'all a story. New Year's Eve, 2014. I was at a New Year's Eve party, right? Mixed crowd, majority white people though. It was a mixed crowd or whatever, right? I can count the brothers on one hand, and there was no sisters. So it was all brothers, all white women, couple of Hispanics or whatever, right? We was all having a good time or whatever, right? DJ playing music good or whatever. So all of a sudden, he decides he was mixing all night. He was playing, you know, he was playing hip-hop, and he was playing pop. He was playing rock. He was playing old school. I think he even threw in a little bit of country in there. But then this one particular moment, he played this one hip-hop song. I don't know what the song was, but it was like, it could have been like Young Jeezy or somebody. It was the Explicit Virgin. And it was like, nigga this, nigga that, nigga, 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 and more niggas, and here's more niggas, and niggas over there. So imagine how many times you just heard me say the word nigga. So imagine you at a party, and the majority of white people there. Me as an African-American, I was like, I walked over to DJ, yo, son, change the song. That just was so disrespectful and demeaning to me. I wouldn't even worry about how the white people felt about it. I'm talking about me as a black man. I was like, yo, changed the song. It was like, are we that clueless that we don't see what has happened? And if you don't know what has happened, I'm going to tell you tonight what's happened. When I just played that clip, I played that clip to show how that word was never, ever, ever, ever been intended to be a term of endearment. This song, this word originated back in 1640. Spanish Negro stands for black. As it evolved or whatever, they just figured they just wanted to just categorize the African slaves as niggers. Okay? But I'm going to show you something. How the entertainment world has taken this word and made it so mainstream that our younger generation of African Americans have just accepted the word as a so-called term of endearment. But that clip, did you hear that clip that I just played? It was a clip, it started off with a clip from the movie Roots. And you remember the African was getting whipped and his name was Kunta Kinte. And the slave master kept hitting him with the whip. Your name is Toby. What's your name? Kunta Kinte. Swag up. Your name is Toby. What's your name? Kunta Kinte. Swag up. What's your name? Your name's Toby. My name's Kunta Kinte. Then he swag up. Hit him with that whip again. What's your name? My name is Toby. Good nigger. That's my nigger. That's where it all started. Now think about this. In the world, in our world, in our community, every time you hear that word from your little kid, that's a whip hitting your back. Swag up! Then you hear it on TV. They hear, wake up! Have you ever noticed on the 10 o'clock news, they talk about, they show, say for instance, white supremacists, like, oh, there's a march of the KKK, and they let them get on national TV and go, we hate niggers, but you never hear them say we hate Jews on national news. But they can say nigger, and guess what? That's another whip hitting your back. Wake up! Okay? Then you go to the movies. Go to a Tarantino movie or any movie, and they just nigger this, nigger that, nigger this. Guess what? Those are all whips hitting your back. Wake up! Wake up! So guess what? After a while, you give up, and guess what? Oh, the word nigger's okay, but we're going to just call it nigger. We're going to take this piece of, I almost said S-H-I-T. We're going to take this piece of S-H-I-T and paint it up, and we're going to just call it nigger. That's bullcrap. And you know it's bullcrap. And everybody out there in my community who uses this word, you all know that that's bullcrap. We've been whipped like Toby. We've been whipped like Kunta Kinte until we was called Toby. We've been whipped with the word nigger so much until we decide we're going to take it upon ourselves and we call each other nigger. I'm going to play this clip because we're going to go through this word tonight. And you know what? I'm not even going to be naive and say that we're going to bury the word tonight, because I'm going to tell you right now, like that clip I've been telling you, niggas is like roaches. They don't die, they multiply. And it's a war between African Americans and niggas. They have found a way to make a war between us. Like I told you guys the other night with the Black Power Movement, how they broke up the Black Panther Party and all that stuff. They went out just like back when in the slave trade. They found some Africans that were selling their people into slavery. It ain't changed. Guess what? Those African Americans that was putting Africans in slavery, those were their niggas. Okay? That's what their niggas, their Uncle Toms, to betray their own people. So we fast forward. Okay, so now we have another group of Uncle Tom niggas that work for the slave master. to destroy the Black Panther movement, to destroy the Black Power movement. Let's push the dope. We got this dope. We know those righteous brothers not going to sell our dope, but guess what? There's always a group of Uncle Tom somewhere that we can find. Let's go find us some niggers. That's the difference, y'all. There's a difference between being African-American and being a nigger. I'm going to tell you what a nigger is. A nigger is like a cockroach. A nigger is a person who is so selfish that they don't care nothing about nobody but themselves. They don't care about their culture. They don't care about their family. They don't care about their community. Only thing they worry about is self. Only thing they care about is self and money. Okay, they don't even care about their health. They would drink anything. They would eat anything or whatever. Okay, the crazy part about it, niggers aren't just Black folks, but we talking about my community because we the ones who adapted the word nigger so much. Okay, so if you are a person out there in my community who just don't give a damn about nothing, just has no value for nothing, you would just do anything for the dollar, for money. That's the difference between an African-American and a nigger. And the thing about it is that's who they want. They're looking for niggers so they can keep pushing their white supremacist agenda. And you're the dumbasses. If you out there calling somebody a nigga right now or a nigga right now, you a dumbass. That's what you are. That's what you are. You are a total disrespect of your race. You are totally just, you have no honor and no respect if you run around here letting that word just run off your mouth. If you address another African American king as your nigga, you the nigga. And you need to grow up. You need to educate yourself. You need to get strong. And you need to reject anything that the slave master has trained you to do. And that's so crazy that it takes the NFL, to make news that goes like, you know what? These guys are running around like a bunch of freaking niggers. That's what somebody said. That's what somebody said behind closed doors. These guys are running around these locker rooms. These guys run across these food like a bunch of freaking niggers. That's what somebody said. We got to stop this because it looks like we don't have control of our niggers. But the crazy part about it, it should not have came to this point where it takes the damn owners and the NFL to control you. You're supposed to be kings. You sitting up there acting like some crazy, wild, thoroughbred horses out there. Now you got to be trained again. I'm taking a break, man. I hate this word. I swear I do. I'm taking a break. This is your man, Dwayne. You listen to Moving Forward here on GeyserRadio.com. We're going to take I got to play a clip. We're going to get into a little bit more a roundtable discussion of this word. And I hope that I'm getting through to some of you out there who's using this word. And then we're going to get on y'all pulling up y'all pants too, switching around like little girls.
It is absolutely silly and unproductive to have a funeral for the word nigger when the actions continue. We need to have a movement to resurrect brothers and sisters, not a funeral for niggas. Cause niggas don't die.
Yo, I'm creepy and crawling, and you're sinking your toilet. I'll be drinking from your spit, anything, cause I'm more or less an insect with four legs. People come in, I fake dead. Correction, I got eight legs. Climbing on top your plate bed, wherever I smell food. It could be even jail food, stale food that's molded. A roach is what I am, fool. The ghetto is my landfill. I'ma never be able to fly like a bumblebee. Try not to be underneath your sneaker. Pitiful creature, I'm not afraid of your pesticide array, cause in heaven's my creator. I love it when the lights off, eating from same knives, forks from any man's dinner. See my antennas, you can't win. You can't stand the crunchy sound I make if you squash me. Learn to live with me, how much your roast Mattel costing. You in the city, but yo, we everywhere. Check your house good, I bet we did. Look, me.
Niggas are like roaches. They're never gonna go away. learn from them what we should not become. Cause niggas don't die, die.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
Okay, so I'm going to have a conversation now that may make some people very uncomfortable. It's a conversation, though, that we as a society need to have, and I hope you sit down and I hope you watch the next part of this broadcast. It's about words, like some of these words here, this word, you know, but mostly about this word, but the word, I'm going to say the word during this too, nigger, honky, cracker. These words can cause a visceral reaction when people hear them. You may have even flinched when I said them, but they played a pivotal role in two major stories this week, the George Zimmerman murder trial and the allegations around celebrity chef Paula Deen. It's a catalyst for an honest and difficult conversation. That's all we're trying to do here, is to get people to talk about it, okay? So we're going to have a discussion here without censorship, without code words, without awkwardness. And we've got a group of people to help drive this conversation. Buck Davis is a diversity and inclusion expert. Mark Lamont Hill is a professor at Columbia University. And human behavior expert Wendy Walsh. They've got a lot to say about this particular subject. But first, let's take a look at how we got here. This classic Saturday Night Live sketch ran unbleeped in 1975.
Jungle Bunny, tackle wood! Birdhead, cracker!
But it probably wouldn't run today. Why? Have we lost our sense of humor?
What was so profound about that sketch wasn't just that they got away with using, let's say, the N-word and a lot of other racial slurs, but what that sketch really demonstrated was that certain slurs there are simply no trump cards for, and the N-word is one of them.
All over words, Paula Deen is losing her TV job and millions in endorsement money.
Inappropriate, hurtful language is totally, totally unacceptable.
And the prosecution in the George Zimmerman murder trial could lose credibility, all because of the words a witness says Martin used to describe the man who shot him.
Creepy ass cracker?
Yes.
So it was racial, but it was Trayvon Martin put race in this.
No.
You don't think that's a racial comment?
No.
You don't think that creepy ass cracker is a racial comment?
No.
Is there really a difference between witness Rachel Gentile and Paula Deen's racism denials?
The difference is a difference of about 47 years. You know, an anti-racism activist, Tim Wise. I think to expect a 19-year-old to know the history of a term like cracker, as opposed to a 66-year-old knowing the history of the N-word, is just a ridiculous comparison, obviously.
And did Martin bring race into it by using the term?
The problem with that argument is that, first of all, it's comparing, to be on point with this case, it's like comparing Skittles and a handgun. They simply don't have the same power.
Is he right? We took the words to the people on the street.
They're both derogatory, they're both racist, but it's just not, the feeling I get inside from when I hear that word and when I hear the word is just different. It gets a psychological thing.
If someone were to call me a honky or cracker, I don't think it would offend me as much as this word offends other people, and from my experience.
And if you hear other people saying this word or this word as opposed to that word, this still offends you more?
Yes.
Even if it's a black person calling a white person that, those words?
Yes.
Someone saying the N-word.
I'm being completely honest, yes.
Honesty just might be the answer, according to Columbia University professor Mark Lamont Hill, who says we shouldn't be censoring this SNL clip.
Hey! Hunky hunky!
Nigger!
Dead hunky!
I think we hurt ourselves as a community, as a country, as a group of people really trying to improve the racial circumstances in this nation by running from these words, by censoring these words, and by simply throwing people away as soon as they use them.
All right, so let's bring our panel in now. Buck Davis is in Atlanta. Mark Lamont Hill is in New York. And then Wendy Walsh is in Los Angeles. Okay, so you saw me out on the street with the cards, with the words, right? So Wendy, let's talk about this, the
too
most
afraid,
powerful.
Too afraid to even say the words. Right?
Yeah, go ahead. So, go ahead. Let's talk about the most powerful one.
Okay,
why do you think makes people so uncomfortable?
Well, let's talk in general about what a taboo word is, okay? So it's a word that's been socially prohibited, and it tends to be prohibited both individually and institutionally. It's policed by authorities who literally punish people who use it, like we're seeing with Paula Deen, and maybe even in the courtroom, with the Zimmerman courtroom. So the taboo words are out there, but the thing that helps them retain their power, Don, is their non-usage. So the more they become taboo, the more they keep their power, and we get even more nervous about using them. Of course, now we're seeing a word, specifically the N-word, that is having different contextual uses. Different populations are using it in different ways. It may not have anger. So behavioralists or people who research this are having a hard time determining harm by the usage, and that's the main thing. Can we determine harm?
Bullcrap. What's up? This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on YazRadio.com. Tonight, we are talking about the N-word, the word nigger, the word nigga. Whichever one you choose, it's still a piece of crap to me. This is what I want to get into. I'm playing these clips tonight because I hear everybody's opinion on this freaking word. I'm going to put it to you just like this. That last clip I played, that little lady, one thing she said important, she was like, this word is policed in society. But see, the problem with that is the word need to be policed in my community. I don't give a crap about society because my thing is like this. We need to fix our own home first before we worry about society and somebody else's home. Us, the African-American community, it is so important that we cleanse this word from our vocabulary. And once again, it goes back to us holding on to slavery. Now think about this. Just like the Jewish people, they always say they'll never forget the Holocaust. Just like us, we're never supposed to forget slavery. We're supposed to make sure that we stay strong and focused that slavery would never happen again. But we can't do that if we keep holding on to these, I call them souvenirs from slavery. We are holding on to too many habits and reminders of slavery. Every time you call somebody a nigga, imagine that person of a different race calling you that. What do? You get upset. You get upset, now you're ready to punch somebody in their mouth. Or somebody on a professional where they call you a nigga or a nigger, now you get to say you want to lose their job. But it's okay if we work it together and go, yo, nigga, hand me that pen. How stupid does that sound? That sounds so stupid. We're better than this. We are kings. We are queens. We ain't no damn niggas or no niggers. And we can't keep walking around acting all insensitive or whatever. When somebody else call you a nigga or a nigger, now you want to cry like a little punk. Oh, they need to lose their job. They're racist. They call me nigger. Guess what? You just as racist against your own people. You're a traitor of your own people if you run around using the N-word. When a black person call you a nigga, you need to pop them in their mouth just like a white person call you nigga. You're African-American. You're a king. You're a queen. Oh, and what gets me is my sisters. I hate to hear a sister call a black, demean a black man and call him a nigga. I hate that. You know. But then I always ask a sister, how would you feel if a man called you a bitch? How would you feel if a man called you a bitch? So guess what? You don't call me nigga. I would never call a woman a bitch like that. But I asked a woman that once. I had a female call me a nigga once. I said, how would you feel if I called you bitch? I would cuss you out. But don't call me nigga. Oh, I'm not a nigga. I'm a black man. What I'm trying to get over tonight to my people is the fact that we are stuck. We are so stuck. We're still stuck in slavery. We're so stuck in slavery, and we have found so many different ways to mask it that we think it's okay. And the crazy part about it, instead of having the NFL police the word, the N-word, we need to police it within ourselves. We don't need Jesse Jackson. We don't need Al Sharpton. We don't need CNN. Hell, you don't even need me to get on and tell you that you don't need to be using that word. You need to police that word within yourself. And then teach your brother next to you, like, look, we are gods. We are kings. We're not niggas. You might as well call your homeboy a piece of S-H-I-T. Come on, man. Come on, we got to do better. And this is so embarrassing. You know how embarrassing this is for the NFL to get on and tell a bunch of millionaires that we're going to tell you what to say like you some freaking kids. We own you, nigga. We own you, Toby. We own you, Toby. That's what they pretty much telling them. Come here, Toby. That's what they're saying to them. That is so disrespectful, and that sounds so lame that the NFL got to get up there and tell some grown-ass men how to talk to each other. You don't see them Jewish guys running around talking about, hey, what up, my kike? What up, my kike? It ain't going to happen. Let's get together. Taking a break. It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on YazzaRadio.com, live broadcast from Richmond, Virginia.
It is absolutely silly and unproductive to have a funeral for the word nigger when the actions continue. We need to have a movement to resurrect brothers and sisters, not a funeral for niggers, 'cause niggers don't die.
Yo, I'm creepy and crawling, and you're sinking your toilet. I'll be drinking from your spit, anything, 'cause I'm more or less an insect with four legs. People come in, I fake dead. Correction, I got eight legs. Climbing on top your plate bed, wherever I smell food. It could be even jail food, stale food that's molded. A roach is what I am, fool. The ghetto is my landfill. I'ma never be able to fly like a bumblebee. Try not to be underneath your sneaker. Pitiful creature, I'm not afraid of your pesticide array, 'cause in heaven's my creator. I love it when the lights off, eating from same knives, forks from any man's dinner. See my antennas, you can't win. You can't stand the crunchy sound I make if you squash me. Learn to live with me, how much your roast Mattel costing. You in the city, but yo, we everywhere. Check your house good, I bet we did. Look me.
Niggas are like roaches. They're never gonna go away. Learn from them what we should not become. 'Cause niggas don't die. Thank you.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
The taboo words are out there, but the thing that helps them retain their power, Don, is their non-usage. So the more they become taboo, the more they keep their power, and we get even more nervous about using them. Of course, now we're seeing a word, specifically the N-word, that is having different contextual uses. Different populations are using it in different ways. It may not have anger. So behavioralists are having, or people who research this, are having a hard time determining harm by the usage, and that's the main
okay.
thing. Can we determine harm?
So, Wendy, listen, I said the word, and you said the N-word. Do you think it's different? Like, do you
that's
have
right.
trouble saying that as a white woman?
Yeah, and you know, I think you and I had this conversation on the phone last week, is that because my children are biracial, and they're young, and they're trying to figure out how to use words, and they have friends of many different ethnicities, of course. My 10-year-old said the other day, well, Mom, if you're not allowed to say the N-word, but Daddy is, what's the rule for me? So what do you tell a multiracial child?
Yeah.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy, listening to Moving Forward here on YizerRadar.com. Interracial marriage. I played that clip because that lady was a white woman married to a black man with mixed children. And her kids asked her, if you can't say the N-word, but it's okay for Daddy to say the N-word, can we say it? She had no answer. And that would have to be a very awkward question to be asked by your child. But I'm going to put it to you like this. I have buddies who are married to white women. And they throw the N-word around like it ain't nothing. And for some reason, I don't know how weird this is, but for some reason, some of the so-called most militant brothers are married to white women. And they nigga this, nigga that, nigga, 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 nigga. And they sit up there with a white wife. So, I'm going to answer that question for her. No, it's not okay for your interracial child to say the N-word. It's not okay for your black husband to say the N-word. And it's not okay for you to say the N-word. But I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm not going to tell you what an adult can or cannot say. I'm going to put it to you like this. It's not in good taste to use the word. If you're an adult, you can do what the hell you want to do. But I'm just telling you, from an African-American perspective, every time you say that word, you just keeping us in the slave mentality. You have that slave mentality. If you run around letting that word pour off your tongue, I hate to say you're a slave. You step and fetch it. You can be all as militant as you want to be. You step and fetch it. Because you should know that there's no way that you can adopt something that was given to us from slavery and make it our own. You shit mouth. Oop, I'm sorry. I knew that word was going to slip out before the night was out. You're S-H-I-T mouth, just like a mouthful of chitlins. I knew it was going to slip out tonight because I'm so pissed off about this word. And I'm telling you, if you call yourself an African-American, you out there using the N-word, you step and fetch it. You a slave. I'm going to be honest. I'm keeping it real. So, people say to me all the time, but Dwayne, you love hip-hop. You're so hip-hop. You know, hip-hop, every other word in hip-hop is the word nigga, nigga this, nigga that. You know, that's what people say about hip-hop. So, I'm going to get into hip-hop next. I'm about to address the whole situation of hip-hop and the N-word because all these excuses that these rappers are giving out, talking about the N-word, term of endearment, is BS too, and I'm about to call y'all out next. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and this is moving forward here on YizerRadio.com.
You can't do that black people can, and that might just be okay.
But what about the huge consumers? What about the huge consumers of hip hop who have been exposed to a new sort of reclaimed usage of the word through music? So when a teenage boy uses it with his teenage friend as a term of endearment, I mean, I'm not fighting
black
to use the word,
don't.
But he's a consumer of hip hop.
No, but
no,
Mark, I hear white kids said I have to tell you, I was in Ohio. In October, coming up on the election, and I was with a white kid in his late teens, early 20s in college. He was talking to another white friend, and they both were calling each other that term. And I was like, at first he was on the phone with him, and I thought he was talking to his black friend. And then we went and met him, and he was talking to his white friend. So it's not just black people using that word as a term of endearment.
I would be happy if no one used the word as a term of endearment. All I'm saying is that white teenager, that white 20-something should learn that, yes, you can listen to the music, yes, you can hear those words, but it doesn't mean you have to repeat them, because the truth is they can turn
but
that music down and pull
along.
Their pants up. And why are white people fighting so fiercely for the right to use the N-word? Just let it go.
What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward. Here on YizerRadio.com, live broadcast, March 2nd, 2014, broadcasting live from Richmond, Virginia. Tonight, we're tackling the N-word in our community. I'm telling you right now, I'm not trying to exclude any other culture or race tonight. But tonight, I'm speaking directly to my people when it comes to this word, nigga or nigger. Hip-hop. We know it's all in hip-hop. I'm going to put to you, this is how it goes down. Okay, there was a time, we'll talk about sports for a second. There was a time in college football that they didn't have black running backs. I can't remember the first college who had the first black running back. I don't know if it's Alabama. It's one of those schools down there. They didn't allow blacks to be running backs. Whatever school decided to get their first black running back, they got him, and he was dominating the game. He was dominating the game. And this is how it went down back in those days. Good Lord, look at that nigga run. That nigga sure is fast. And now these are supposed to be leaders of the community at the time. But this is how they used to talk. Okay? So now, that coach goes back to his school and sits there with the other coaches at his college, and the director of athletic and go, you know what? Go get us one of them nigger boys. Go get us one of those nigger boys. Okay? They went and got them a nigger boy. They started winning football games. Then NFL was like, we want some of them niggers too. Made money. Making a whole lot of money. Now let's talk about hip-hop and the N-word. Hip-hop, late 70s, early 80s, The Message, Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five, hip-hop, doing its thing. Now, you got to understand something. Hip-hop at one time was strictly ran by African-Americans. The first hip-hop record that was produced on wax was by Miss Robinson, Sugar Hill Gang, Sugar Hill Records, African Americans. Okay. I'm going to show you how race and white supremacy plays in this. That music, that culture, too rebellious, is uplifting the community. The gang members are no longer fighting. They're doing this breakdancing thing. This music is uplifting, telling their people that they can get out the ghetto. They can read books. They're taking and teaching them their history through lyrics and songs. Just like when I was talking, remember when I was talking about the slaves and the drums? Same concept. We can't have this. We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down. Those are conscious African Americans. Those are conscious black people. Those people are descendants of the black movement. We can't have this. We can't have this. What do we need to do? What do we need to do? What can we do to solve this problem? We can't have them getting educated. We can't have them, you know, fighting against the system. Aha! Go get us some niggas. Niggas will do anything. Niggas do anything for some money. NWA, niggas with attitudes. Ran by who? Jimmy Iovine who? Jewish guy. Not saying anything about against the Jews, but he's a Jewish guy. White guy. White guy's like, yo, you get on here and say nigger every other word, we would make you millionaires. Then after that, we're going to have a whole lot more niggers just like you. We're going to put you all on the radio. We're going to make you famous. We're going to drown out the PEs of the world. We're going to drown out the Talib Kweli's of the world. We're going to drown out the Mos Defs of the world, the Tribe Called Quest of the world, the Jungle Brothers of the world. We need you to say nigger this and nigger that, and I'm going to get you paid. Do you realize the people who run the record labels are all white people, owned by all white people? How in the hell could you not, if you consider white supremacy, how could you not turn down having some people who's willing to trade out their race for the almighty dollar? Go get us some niggers. Go get us some niggers. We'll make you rich and famous. If you realize every hip-hop artist who has any level of consciousness, they're not paid. And you know what's so funny? One of my favorite rappers is Jay-Z. And Jay-Z, in one of his lyrics, he even said, I used to rap like Common Sense, but I haven't rapped like Common Sense. In other words, he had to go to the level of being a nigga to grow into the black man that he's becoming. He's not there yet, but he's becoming a black man. And I'll be honest with you, I'll tell you, majority of all of us black men out here, we have been niggas at one point. I'm not gonna lie, I've been a nigga once. Sometimes I gotta get niggish to get my point across. But I strive every day to be a black man. I ain't nobody's nigga. I ain't nobody's nigga at all. And guess what? I'm not gonna disrespect you and call you nigga either. If you hear me call you a nigga, that means I'm trying to degrade you. I'm degrading you as a roach. If you hear me call you a nigga, that means I'm disrespecting you. And you know what you're supposed to do to me if I call you a nigga? Hit me in my mouth just like I'm a white boy. That's how it went down in hip-hop. Hip-hop got sold out from the black men to some niggas. I'm keeping it real. Nobody said niggas can't make money. They've been making money since the slave trade. It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm taking a break. We're listening to Moving Forward here on GeyserRadio.com. Let's get this word out of vocabulary. And like the song says, we're not going to retire the word nigga. We're just going to be conscious and just police ourselves. We don't need the NFL policing us. We don't need CNN policing us. Police yourself.
It It is absolutely silly and unproductive to have a funeral for the word nigger when the actions continue. We need to have a movement to resurrect brothers and sisters, not a funeral for niggers. Cause niggers don't die.
Yo, I'm creepy and crawling, and you're sinking your toilet. I'll be drinking from your spit, anything, cause I'm more or less an insect with four legs. People come in, I fake dead. Correction, I got eight legs. Climbing on top your plate bed, wherever I smell food. It could be even jail food, stale food that's molded. A roach is what I am, fool. The ghetto is my landfill. I'ma never be able to fly like a bumblebee. Try not to be underneath your sneaker. Pitiful creature, I'm not afraid of your pesticide array, cause and heaven's my creator. I love it when the lights off, eating from same knives, forks from any man's dinner. See my antennas, you can't win. You can't stand the crunchy sound I make if you squash me. Learn to live with me, how much your roast Mattel costing. You in the city, but yo, we everywhere. Check your house good, I bet we did. Look, me.
Niggas are like roaches. They're never gonna go away. Learn from them what we should not become. Cause niggas don't die.
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881, or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services.
What's up? It's your man Dwayne Abernathy listening to Moving Forward here on YIZERRadio.com. Tonight, we are talking about this N-word thing. NFL came on to this week and said that they're going to try to police this word. To me, I think this is a word that we should have been policing ourselves in our own community. But instead, we allow the powers that be to take this word and make profits off of this word, just like they made profits off the slave trade. This is unusual. We have a caller. I'm going to see what this caller wants. Hold on first. Hello, this is Dwayne. You're online with Dwayne Abernathy. How can I help you?
Well, on the subject,
you'd like to make a comment?
The topic. Huh?
Go ahead.
I think that I listened to Ryan Clark. I think the gentleman was in the panel, and he was talking about the NFL and the word that we're talking about. I got 2 points there. One, I was very impressed with this young man. I thought he got his point across absolutely good. I think that more young people should talk up the way he did, and he explained it very eloquently. You know, he made mention that the NFL on the field, I mean, that's their workplace. And if the word is going to be use or did not use, and leave it up to the people in that particular workplace. And you know, the one point that he made, he made. He said, well, how about the word Redskin?
I know.
You know, that was wonderful he said that. But here's another point.
Yep.
See, this word has evolved just like the word racism has evolved. Racism today does not have the same meaning or connotation as it did back in the 50s and the 60s. Racism was particularly an economic issue, economic denial. Today, it's about hating, not getting along, being mean, and all sorts of frivolous terms. So if racism can evolve into something else, then should not the N-word evolve into something else for this particular generation? After all, using English, which is a combination of Latin and French words, and mm-hmm. with 26 letters in the alphabet, you can only come up with so many words out of those combinations. So just like net today is what we're talking on, 50 years ago, we would have been talking about basketball nets. And before that, fishing nets, if you understand what
good
I'm saying.
Point. Valid point. So you feel that since the word has evolved, that it doesn't have the same negative connotation?
The young people today that's using that word has a right to set the terms on which they use. And you got these old heads who didn't leave the young people with a goddamn thing to build off of. And
okay.
they're trying to effect a certain behavior. Pull your pants up. Okay, I got my pants up. Now what? Well, just keep them up. Stop being loud.
Right, what's the follow-up after you tell me to put my pants up? I'm with you.
It's these old heads, and I'm an elderly person, too. I'm a grandfather, and I'm here to say we didn't leave kids today with nothing to build off of. Look how the immigrants come in here and just stake a claim. You don't see any immigrants' kids out at the intersections of the red lights with buckets, football helmets, and pots and pans begging for money so they can buy uniforms and money to go to camp and all that kind of stuff. No, they're taking the profits out. Black folks, elder black folks, previous generation didn't leave y'all with jack to build off of. And then when y'all do create something on your own, you get ridiculed. Ain't nothing wrong with y'all. It's these old heads.
Oh, thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for listening tonight.
All right. Keep it up the good work.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you. Wow. That right there was such an insightful information. I mean, he said it right there. He pretty much said that they didn't leave us nothing to build off of. It's almost like they left us out in the middle of the ocean in a sinking ship. And then when we figure out a way to fix that sinking ship, they criticized us for surviving. Thank you so much, caller. Wow. That's something to think about. But it's so funny that he said that, because that was going to be my next I was about to move into, like, how the new school kids treat this word versus the old school. And so I was going to play this clip because there's this documentary that was made in a local high school, and they was going around talking to the older teachers, and they was talking to, like, the principals and the counselors, and they were like, you know, the N-word is – it's a negative word, and they shouldn't use it, but they hear it every day in the school. But then when they started interviewing the children were like, well, you know, we don't think of it the same way, just like the caller just said. You know, we don't think of it as being a negative racist term and a demeaning word. So let me play this clip real quick, and it's pretty much, you know, how the young kids today think about this word nigga or nigger. All right, this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Moving Forward here on GeiserRadio.com.
Flower King, ladies and gentlemen, that there's not enough troops in the army to force their southern people to break down segregation and admit the nigger race into our theaters, into our swimming pools, into our homes, and into our churches.
origin of the word nigger is from a Latin word, Niger, meaning black. The word is believed to come to its current state from the southern slang of the word negro. Until the 20th century, the word was just simply used to describe African Americans, blacks. But then, during the civil rights era, the word was symbolic of racial prejudice in the South. Today, the implications of racism are so strong that the word has become a social taboo in English-speaking countries.
I use the N-word myself, I have to admit, with my friends.
I think the word nigga is used inappropriately.
It's the word of the time.
Personally, I think that it's a very big contradiction.
But truthfully, I don't care about it.
I don't find the N-word offensive.
That word is a strong word that has history, especially as a young man growing up in the South. When the races were totally separated, and that word was used by the so-called majority race as a word to denigrate.
Being a teacher in this school, I noticed that it's used very carelessly, you know, among the students. They really have no regard for its significance, its history.
I think that language changes, and that words change, and how words affect people change.
My great-grandmother was born into slavery in Grayer, South Carolina. I spent my whole life hearing the N-word, but not as much as it's being used today.
It's starting to be like a slang. It's like in our dictionary, like we use it daily. Most of us do.
It is kind of being overused now.
I think the reason that teenagers use it is because they don't know, like, the true meaning of it, and they don't understand or they don't get the true grasp of what their foreparents went through.
In school, most kids use the N-word as a friendly term to talk to in terms of brotherhood or friendship.
I'm sure it becomes confusing to other races when you hear young people using the word nigger so loosely to refer to each other in a friendly way.
Today it's being used like a joke.
What's up, my nigga?
They must realize that it's not something to say. People fought and died so they could have pride. People fought and died in this country, and they died in Africa just to have some pride. And they're taking this word and using it just for themselves.
Those people who were affected by it then still feel that sting.
I remember my experience in 1963 of being in going from Hot Springs, Arkansas to Little Rock, Arkansas. They had an article in the paper on this train, and the train was all white, and this white man screamed out, "The ends are doing it again." But he didn't just say the N-word, he said it blatantly.
I think it's setting us back instead of bringing us forward, because we have affirmative rights, and we wanted that to bring us up, yet we were using this word, and I think it's bringing us back. It's not making us any more equal to anybody else, because what we're doing is we're setting ourselves aside by using this one word, because I don't hear many Hispanics calling each other spics, or I don't hear any white people calling each other crackers or anything like that, or Chinese people calling each other chinks.
When you're among family or you're in a situation where you're friendly, I don't think it has that same type of meaning. I think it's almost how shall I say this? It's almost endearing. It's almost friendly.
They take it to like a positive, like, it's a positive light to it.
People say, oh, it's spelled differently, it's pronounced differently, so therefore it has a different meaning. I don't believe in that.
Sometimes it's used in a very negative way, and at other times it's used in a positive way.
If we say nigga, it's more like that brother right there, that nigga right there, or that's my nigga, or that's my brother, or that's my friend.
It was something so negative, and then they just flipped it to something positive.
It's not negative anymore. I don't see it as negative, but I also don't see it as being a positive thing. It's just another slang word.
What's up, my nigga? What did you just say? What's up, my nigga?
I don't know if anybody's told you about the mentioned this nursery rhyme that kids.
What's up? This is your man Dwayne Abernethy. Listen to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. March 2nd, 2014. I'm actually not broadcasting from the ATL. I'm actually in Richmond, Virginia this week. I've been sitting up here thinking about what that caller said. And that caller hit the nail on the head because it kind of goes back to my conversation from Thursday night when I was talking about the Civil Rights Movement and the Black Power Movement, because that caller said that the generation before us didn't really leave us anything to build off of. And then, and I get the word nigger, whatever, how you saying it, was, a word that was very demeaning and very disrespectful. But then when I listen to those clips of the younger generation, a generation younger than me, they use the word as a term of endearment. Now, this is where I become a little hypocritical, because I am hip-hop. I am a product of the hip-hop nation to the fullest. I live and die hip-hop. One thing that we do in hip-hop culture, we do take words and change the meaning of the word. Just like death. It's so funny. A lot of people would think deaf, you can't hear, but we change the word deaf to like it's cool, it's funky, it's fly. Okay? We took the word bad and made bad good. So, am I getting too old? Well, I'm out of touch now, where the younger kids have really taken the word nigger, and made it a cool hip-hop term now? Is that really the replacement word for what up, my brother? What up, homie? Like when I grew up, we used to say, what up, homie? Is nigga the new homie? Is that the replacement word for homie? Maybe I'm out of touch. Because by me being in touch with my consciousness for my culture and my people, every time I hear the word nigga, the nigga, it still stings me. And I've always been the type of person, if you call me a nigga, I'ma hit you in your mouth. I never been a type of brother who was like one of those type of brothers like turn the other cheek. I would hit you in your mouth if you call me a nigga. But the crazy part about it, I hit a few brothers in their mouth over the years who call me a nigga too. That's what I'm saying. So tonight's conversation, we're not going to find a solution for this word nigga, a nigger, or whatever. We're not going to find a solution tonight. What I do want us to do tonight, though, is we decide how to police this word. We don't need the NFL coming in telling us how to police this word. We don't need the NBA coming in telling us how to police this word. You get what I'm saying? That's just like, I'm going to give you a perfect example. The homosexuals, they got the word faggot on lock. They can't even read your lips on TV and saying the word faggot. You getting fined, you getting protest, you getting fired. So, whatever we decide to do with this word, we need to put this word. So, any NFL players out there who might be listening tonight, you guys need to get together. You guys need to get together and carry yourself as professionals that you are. And can control yourself. I'm telling you, just like with me, I can't go out to no job site. I'm like, yo, my nigga, I can't do that. You shouldn't either. You shouldn't be able to do it either. You know, but if you're using the word between your friends, between your homies or whatever, so be it, man. So be it. I guess it goes back to, I'm going to tell you just like this. It just goes back to like if you playing your music loud. I just feel that everybody don't want to hear what you're listening to. Just be courteous of others, okay? Or just like people talk. Have you ever seen people in the grocery store and they talking on the cell phone? Everybody don't want to hear your conversation. Just be courteous, you know? So I don't think nobody needs anybody to tell them what words to use, what not to use. I guess just be pretty much courteous because, you know, everybody is not a fan of the word. Old school cats, definitely not a fan of the word. There's some young cats like myself, not fans of the word, you know. And this is a very sensitive topic, but that's why I want to bring this out tonight, you know, because we're not looking for no answers tonight. But I just want to let you guys know that this word, it's all over the media right now. And at the same time, this word is also giving a lot of people outside our community the opportunity to use the word. But it's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. I'm taking a break, and you listen to Moving Forward here on YizerRadio.com. And tonight, we are actually talking about the N-word. We're not trying to bury the word. We're not trying to retire the word. I just want us to become more conscious of this word. All right, be back in a second.
Say we N-I-double-G-E-R, we are much more. Still we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, this history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R, we are much more. But still we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the end. We trust no black leaders. Use the stove to heat us. Powdered eggs and government cheeses. The calendars with Martin, JFK, and Jesus. Gotta be fresh to go to school with fly sneakers. Schools with outdated books. We are the forgotten. Summer's cooling off by the fire hydrant. Yeah, I'm from the ghetto. With old black women talking about their sugar level. It's not unusual to see photos of dead homies' funerals. Aluminum foil on TV antennas. Little TV sit on top the big TV. TV dinners, girls thought they here with Kool-Aid. They gave us lemons, we made lemonade. But this nigga's paid, ancestry of slaves. Descendant of kings is necessary, yeah. Bling, put rims on everything, wear Tims on every scene. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R, we are much more. Still we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, this history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. But still we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the answer. Do I mean it like a slave master?
Hello, this is Dwayne Abernathy with 14 Generation Technical Services. In today's world, businesses need a video surveillance camera system. Some of the benefits of installing a camera system are they will improve safety, reduce shrinkage, reduce accidents, increase your bottom line, raise staff accountability, and give your customers a sense of peace. Here at 14 Generations, we specialize in new state-of-the-art technology cloud surveillance systems for restaurants, retail, lodging, offices, and we specialize in daycare centers. In addition to sales, we offer service, maintenance, training, and installation of these customized video surveillance systems. If you would like more information, please contact us at 888-751-8881. Once again, that's 888-751-8881 or log on to 14generations.com. That's the number 14 in the word generations. So once again, that's 14generations.com.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia or Indianapolis, Indiana and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hands. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5%.
Well, it is a word that evokes many emotions in people. It's a derogatory racial remark that has divided people for many years.
And a Jefferson County high school teacher has now received the longest suspension on record for calling a student the N-word. WHAS Lebanon's defender Renee Murphy investigates what happened and why in this story you'll only see on 11.
Valley Traditional High School is in the middle of a racial controversy right now. A teacher used the N-word towards a student. The word is only 6 letters long, but the impact is far-reaching. And we do want to warn you that some of the language in this story is strong, and it may offend you, it may offend some other people, but since the story is not just about the N-word, it's also about the teacher's intent and definition of the word, we have decided to leave it in the story for you to decide.
And what did he say specifically to you?
Sit down, nigga.
Keyshawn Chambers is a freshman at Valley High School, a Boy Scout, a football player, a member of the ROTC, an honor roll student. He was hanging around his teacher's classroom door in December. The teacher told him to sit down, and the teacher says that Keyshawn used the N-word first.
And I just kind of was stunned a second. Well, then get away from the door, nigga. And I repeated the same insult because that's sort of what I've been trained to do.
The school district says that is not what they trained English teacher Paul Dawson to do.
He tried to say I said it, and for some, and I didn't say it, and no one else in the class knows that I said it, because I didn't.
Documents from the school investigation show that several of the students interviewed from Valley did not hear Keyshawn say the N-word first. Dawson says that students use the slang version of the N-word at Valley High School all the time. He says N-I-G-G-E-R is a racial slur, but says that students use N-I-G-G-A as often as they say dude or hey man. And Dawson says as much as he does not like the word, he still uses the slang version to feel more comfortable with black students.
Why is this word used so frequently, so... I just don't understand it, and I'm trying to understand it. I need help. Yes, I use nigga. I've used it. I admit it. I put the H on it to emphasize it's nigga. You know, nigga this, nigga please, nigga. You know, can you lend the nigga a pencil?
What kind of example are you setting for your students if you use a word that you don't want them to use?
Upon reflection, that's not good.
Dawson was suspended for 10 days without pay from January 9th to January 23rd, and he has to go to diversity training. He says that he's learned from this experience and hopes that others think twice before using the N-word.
I will never say any form of nigga. I'm cured of that.
Paul Dawson says that he is sorry for the way things were handled, but Keyshawn says that he is not looking for any apologies.
Apologizing is going to change the fact that it happened, and he's not been punished.
And punishment in your mind is?
Him not having his job anymore.
Paul Dawson says that he wants there to be a steadfast policy in Jefferson County Public Schools against people using the N-word. Right now, when it is brought up, it's dealt with on a case-by-case basis with the district. And we should mention that Keyshawn is still in Paul Dawson's classroom. Dawson has been with the district for 20 years, and Keyshawn is in some that classroom because
What's up, my nigga? No, I'm just playing. What's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You're listening to Moving Forward here on GuysRadio.com. Time to close out the show. Solutions. That clip right there is a perfect example of the modern day blackface. That teacher know he was dead ass wrong for saying sit down, nigga. But at the same time, that student know he's dead ass wrong for sit there and try to play the victim. See what I'm talking about? See what we have created? We have created a mess. A mess. We have created a mess with this word. When you say this word, do you mean it like the slave master? When you say this word, do you mean it like the slave master? If you don't mean it like the slave master, why do you get upset if somebody outside our community say the same word? Let's get it together. Solutions. One. We don't need anyone outside the African-American community to police us on this word. Two, if you are a king and you claim to be a king, kings do not answer or address each other with the word nigga, and you definitely don't answer to the word nigger. 3. Do you think you're a slave? If you don't think you're a slave, then don't answer to the word nigga. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're 13 or 60. This word here is on us. One man, the next man, the next man, the next man. It don't take the NFL for us to stop using this word. It doesn't take Al Sharpton to tell us not to use this word. It doesn't even, hey, you don't have to listen to me to tell you not to use this word. I'm not even telling you not to use the word. What I'm trying to tell you, when you use this word, understand what you're doing to the next man when you call him this word. Then also understand when you answer to this word, what you're accepting in your life. So once you say, when somebody go, yo, what up, my nigga? And you say, yo, what up, homie? Guess what? You're no longer a black man. I'm sorry. You're a nigga. Shine my shoes, nigga. Eat this slop, nigga. Let's get it together. But this is the problem in our community. This is a problem in our community, though. But the solution is, police yourself. Don't let the school police you. Don't let the NFL police you. You know, and all you record label executives out there, you making your money off of this word. If you're in the entertainment business, you have to make that conscious decision if you want to become a slave for the record label. If you can step there and you using this word, okay, like I'm going to give you a perfect example. Like I've been playing Nas tonight. Nas has been using this word in his songs to bring out a message. But if you're just using this word just to act like you gangster or to step there to degrade another African-American, guess what? You're a slave. All right, I'm out. I will see you guys on Thursday. I'm broadcasting live from Richmond, Virginia all this week. Thank you guys for tuning in. Any comments, anything you want to say about this, if you want to carry on this conversation about the N-word, hit me up on Yizor tomorrow. That's YIZZOR.com. That's Yizor.com. I'm going to post about the show tonight. And we got to figure out something here, people. We got to figure something out because guess who's confused? White folks is confused as hell. They don't know if they can call you nigga or not. I'm joking, but I'm out of here. I got to make light of it a little bit. But like I tell you guys all the time, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. But I'm going to play this one last clip from a white guy. And this white guy, I hate to say it, he makes sense in this clip. Check out this clip. This is your man, Dwayne Abernathy, and I will see you guys on Thursday night. And thank you for tuning in. And once again, this is Moving Forward here on YizorRadio.com.
I know one white person who's fighting fiercely to have a say in this, and that's Buck Davis. So, Buck, go ahead.
I have trouble comparing those words, Don, because you can't compare the stories behind those words. So let's take cracker, for instance. If anybody calls me a cracker, big deal. There's no power associated with it. You call me a honky, there's no privilege, no power associated with it. Now, if generations of my people had been systematically, categorically discriminated against, and some of them lynched while mobs of people screamed, kill the honky, goodbye, cracker, that would be different for me. The narrative around the N-word carries so much evil attached to it that for many of us in the majority, we have a hard time connecting to the depth of the pain. That word has been used to demoralize, dehumanize, to paralyze, and sometimes kill groups of people. And from what I know from my friends and family who are people of color around the country, when they hear that word, it cuts to the bone. Mm.
Say we N-I-double-G-E-R, we are much more. Still we choose to ignore the obvious. man, this history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more, but still we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the end. We trust no black leaders. Use the stove to heat us. Powdered eggs and government cheeses. The calendars with Martin, JFK, and Jesus. Gotta be fresh to go to school with fly sneakers. Schools with outdated books. We are the forgotten. Summer's cooling off by the fire hydrant. Yeah, I'm from the ghetto, with old black women talking about their sugar level. It's not unusual to see photos of dead homies' funerals. Aluminum foil on TV antennas. Little TV sit on top the big TV eating TV dinners. Girls thought they here with Kool-Aid. They gave us lemons, we made lemonade. But this nigga's paid, ancestry of slaves. Descendant of kings is necessary, I bling. Put rims on everything, wear Tims on every scene. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. Still we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, this history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. But still we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the answer. Do I mean it like a slave master, nigga? No, I'm gangster, gotta eat rappers. My abbreviation was young when I caught the cases. That should mean the court can see my changes. Take off the bracelets, Savage went broke. Smoke sour diesel, need no Bowflex. My chest still cut up like a bag of dope. Thought patterns consist of boss matters. Spit Moses lost commandments like a gross sandwich out my mouth. Toast to government cameras, peeping us every week. I must have my cars, homes, and phones sweep for bugs. But this is what I was dreaming of. Between cutting hard coke with new razors slicing my fingers up. They used to string us up, we wanted everything. But the one bringing us cake be the snake slicer. Like the New Jack City wedding scene. No time for mistakes, trying to get it like Medellin. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. Still we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, this history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. But still we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking my for? Nigga. You the question what and the answer. Yeah. People afraid of criticism, but I always put myself in a sacrificial position. They been know I ain't just rapping for fame. I got my old homie half-sister father asking for change. Yup, I get a cash up, this paper don't matter. They see me from skinny to fatter. When I rap about war, they got a tendency to scatter. They ain't my backup no more, so now my enemies are at my front door. Cause anytime we mention our condition, our history, our existence, they calling it reverse racism. Still to this day the streets torn. My brother Jung, I always have a seat for him. Not behind me, beside me, you always know where to find me. They say the close ones are hurt you, so let's keep a small circle. On the road to riches and diamond rings. In the land of the blind, a man with one eye is the king. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. Still we choose to ignore the obvious. Man, this history don't acknowledge us. We were scholars long before colleges. They say we N-I-double-G-E-R. We are much more. But still we choose to ignore the obvious. We are the slave and the master. What you looking for? You the question and the answer.
This show is sponsored by damselindistress.com. If you're in Atlanta, Georgia, or Indianapolis, Indiana, and need home or business services like junk hauling, moving, carpet cleaning, residential or commercial cleaning, electrical, painting, drywall, or a handyman to complete your to-do list, then let damselindistress.com be your helping hand. Call 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com and use promo code YIZER to receive a 5% discount on your services. That's 1-888-769-2210 or log on to damselindistress.com.